It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, more and more Native American women in the U.S. and Canada are stepping up to learn and teach about traditional birth methods of their tribes. We'll find out why coming up. First, Wisconsin is experiencing a nasty flu season, and it could be getting worse. The CDC upgraded the state's flu outbreak to severe as of this morning. According to the State Department of Health Services, nearly 100 people are being hospitalized with the flu daily. Nationwide, the figures are pretty bad, too. The seasonal total so far is up to more than 74,000 lab-confirmed cases. The number could be a lot higher since a lot of people don't seek medical help when they're sick. Megan Meller is with us now. She's an infection preventionist for Gunderson Health. Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, thank you.
Well, I don't want to paint a too dire a picture here. In the scope of flu seasons past, how are we looking this year, Megan?
We're looking more severe compared to our average years, definitely.
And what kind of things are you seeing here in Wisconsin and at your practice?
We're seeing a lot more hospitalized cases than we have in years past. And we were seeing hospitalized cases earlier. So we were seeing them starting back in October, which is pretty early for the flu season.
And what do we know about the strains of flu, the kinds of flu that are causing us trouble this year?
This year, the prominent strain is H3N2, which has historically been known to be associated with more severe flu-like symptoms. And it also tends to target our pediatric population as well as our elderly population a little bit harder compared to H1N1.
And do we have figures on how many people have died so far in Wisconsin as a result of this flu this year?
We don't have those numbers yet, but we do have the numbers of number of people, you know, age ranges of who's being infected, like who's being impacted. And we're seeing, again, that people like pediatric or especially under the age of 10 are being really affected by this and over the age of 65.
And Megan, I want to talk about symptoms and what to watch for. And I always bring this up when we talk about the flu. I think a lot of people in their head think flu and they think stomach flu. When we're talking about influenza, we're talking about flu season. It's not the stomach stuff, right?
No, exactly. I mean, the flu we're talking about, the influenza, can be associated with some gastrointestinal symptoms, but we're seeing more of the achy muscles, fatigue, headaches, sneezing, coughing, more of those symptoms, and a fever compared to the nausea, the diarrhea.
And I think a tricky thing for a lot of people is, do I have a really bad cold or do I have a flu? How can we suss that out?
It tends to be more if you have the flu, you're going to be a lot more, you're going to feel a lot more achy and you're going to have the fever compared to if you have a cold or you're just going to kind of feel a little bit unwell under the weather. But we always say, especially if you're a child or if you have underlying, you know, health conditions, that if over-the-counter medication is not alleviating any of your symptoms, it's best just to go make an appointment with your doctor right away and just get those symptoms evaluated because then they can make that ultimate decision.
So for kids or people with underlying health conditions, they're maybe the first people who should be thinking about calling the doctor. How about adults without underlying health conditions? Because we've seen cases of fatalities for apparently otherwise healthy people. When should they be saying, I better get myself over to urgent care?
If their symptoms are worsening. With these high-profile cases, it has been known to happen with influenza. We're seeing it happen now, but it's rare compared to the majority of cases that we're seeing. That said, influenza can open you up to a lot of secondary infections, and that's what state officials are worried about. So especially, you know, with some kids, they have influenza, it seems like they're recovering, and then all of a sudden they just get really sick, and it turns out that they have pneumonia or they have some other really bad bacterial infection. And so what we're looking for is, like if you're feeling short of breath, if nothing, you're just not feeling any better and it's been a couple days, it's definitely best to, if you're feeling short of breath, to go into the emergency room and they will get you the treatment you need.
And how about people who aren't quite there, they pretty clearly have the flu, but maybe not enough to seek medical help? What is your home care advice for people in that situation?
Definitely stay home. So we are seeing some people in the community wanting to tough it out and go into work. They don't want to use their PTO for sick days, or, you know, they're going to family events and they're still feeling sick. And so what we strongly advise people is, if you're feeling under the weather, it's best just to stay home and take care of yourself. Give your body some time to fight off the infection. So, you know, that means by resting, getting plenty of fluids in, and trying to eat. That said, if you can't do either of those things because you're just too sick, you're best just going into urgent care right away.
Megan Meller is with us from Gunderson Health. We're talking about this year's flu season. Now the CDC says it is a severe season in Wisconsin. That's as of this morning. Let's talk about vaccines. Megan, how effective are they this year against this main strain of flu that we're seeing?
So we won't know exactly how effective this vaccine is until the end of the season when scientists and public health officials can evaluate all the data. But right now it's looking to be about 30% effective against this current circulating strain.
And people will hear that and say, that doesn't sound that great. Is it still worth it to have gotten vaccinated or to get vaccinated now if we haven't yet?
Oh, absolutely. Having the vaccine, while you can still get the flu from after having being vaccinated, the vaccine can still protect you from having really severe symptoms, and it can also shorten the duration of your illness. And so it still offers protection against the flu.
And people might say, I wish I'd gotten it back in the fall. It's too late now, right? Are they right?
It is definitely not too late now. While many flu clinics are currently closed, there's currently no vaccine shortages. And so we're advising our community and all of our patients to still make appointments with their providers to get the shots, or they can go to their local pharmacy. And it's never too late because this flu season will probably carry on until, early spring, even though they'll be tapering off then, but you can get the flu at any point during that. So definitely go get your flu shot if you haven't yet, because that's going to be your best protection against it this year.
Now, when it comes to not spreading this disease and trying not to catch it ourselves, do things like the hand washing and the sneezing into our elbow and all that, do they really make a difference?
They really do. It's all about being mindful of your surroundings. So, if you're sneezing into open air, those virus particles can hang out in the air, for a substantial amount of time. So you could leave and someone else could walk in and breathe that in. That, if you're sneezing into your hands, it's best to wash your hands right afterwards or use alcohol, because you can then touch surfaces and then someone else can come through and expose themselves. Same thing in the workplace when we see, people are, working in cubicles or, clustered close together and they're not going outside because it's cold. It's all about being aware of your environment and trying to reduce transmission.
And let's talk about medication. The flu, it's a virus, so antibiotics won't do anything. Are those antivirals out there, are they something that will be prescribed for some people?
Absolutely. So one of the main antivirals out there is Tamiflu, and that is given within 48 hours of first symptoms. And so that's, again, where if you have a child who's starting to show some symptoms or underlying health conditions, if you go see a provider right away and they suspect the flu, they will give you Tamiflu right away. So that way, if your results come back, you can start taking that and then help, alleviate some of the symptoms.
And Megan, as we start to wrap up, you started to touch on this already, but we were declared severe in Wisconsin earlier today by the CDC. What are we watching for in the coming days and weeks with the progress of this flu?
We're watching for whether cases are increasing, especially hospitalized cases. So hospitalized cases are reportable according to Wisconsin law. And so every day, whenever we have a hospitalized case, we report that directly to the state. And so that's what they're calculating right now. So what we're looking for is, are the number of hospitalized cases are they stabilizing, are they decreasing, or are they actually increasing? So that's what we're keeping an eye out for.
We'll leave it there for now. Megan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been talking to Megan Meller. She's an infection preventionist for Gunderson Health. She joined us today to talk about the flu here in Wisconsin. The CDC upgraded the state's flu outbreak to severe. That news came out earlier today.